Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Last Life of Prince Alastor by Alexandra Bracken. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. December 1690. Town of Southport, Plymouth Colony. A voice cried out through the darkening snowfall. It was a wisp of a sound, so very pitiful and weak. At first, Alastor had merely been surprised it survived the journey through the mirrors at all, and yet that whimper had wrapped around his senses. It held on as he sat before his hearth of crackling green magic, dining on his evening feast of bane bats and pumpkin mash.
"Help me!"
He might have mistaken it for a foul wind cutting through his tower, except that the words were laced with alluring pain, with delicious desperation, with the promise of powerful magic for the taking.
"Help me, I beg thee."
"I shall," the malefactor thought with a smirk, "and gladly." And so Alastor, prince of the realm, had set his silvered knife down and risen to find the tether of magic already awaiting him on the surface of the mirror. When a mortal's desire was strong enough, it created a shimmering ribbon of emerald power that Alastor could then trace back to its source. He lifted a silver chain off its hook on the wall, dropping it over his head. The small lantern dangling from the necklace clacked against his coat's spider-shaped buttons.